You are Locked On Sooners, your daily Oklahoma Sooners podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
From the G Family Performance Center in Edmond, Oklahoma, welcome to another episode of Locked On Sooners. I am your gracious and humble host, Eric G. Thanking you so much for making us a part of your day. Coming up on this episode of Locked On Sooners, we'll talk about who benefits the most from Pro Day. A couple of individual players I'll point out that have opportunities to really benefit from Pro Day. But more importantly, what does it say when you've got over 100 members of the media credentialed, all 32 NFL teams showing up? What is it about this day that's really special? And the question you have to ask yourself is how much of that is really about Kyler Murray? I mean, certainly it's his talents that's bringing everybody there. Him and Marquise Brown, although I don't know how much Marquise Brown is going to participate. He's not supposed to participate in Pro Day, or at least that's what we were told. So who benefits the most from this? Who has the most to gain from this Pro Day being as big as it is? I'm sure you can probably guess, but we'll talk about it all in segment number one of Locked On Sooners today. In segment number two, we're going to go back to the Charlie Casserly situation with Kyler Murray, because there is an angle that I haven't touched on, and that is Charlie Casserly owning the company that prepares people for the combine interviews, and Kyler Murray not going with him. And I'll tell you why I haven't gone there, but ultimately why that's a problem. And is Charlie Casserly starting to flip the script? Is that playing into did the first thing I talked about play into the second thing that I'm talking about with Charlie Casserly and, of course, Kyler Murray? And then lastly, we'll wrap things up talking about the improvements at the stadium, new Wi-Fi, etc. And who's that really geared towards? Who is that? Why are you making all these improvements to Wi-Fi? Well, there's a reason. You'll get the benefit from it, but there's another group of people that really needed to have Wi-Fi amplified at OU. If you don't know who it is, that's coming up here in a few minutes. This is the Locked On Sooners podcast. I am Eric G. I work for 1340 The Game in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I also run a website called Sooner Maven. Check it out, collegesportsmaven.io/Oklahoma. And when you listen to Locked On Sooners, the best place to listen, as always, is in your car. So just say, hey, Siri, play Locked On Sooners podcast. Siri will. And then you can drive to work, or you can drive home, or anywhere you want, and we'll do our best to keep you company. And I think one of the best ways I keep you company is a lot of times you yell at the radio. I feel like I'm doing you a service. Whenever I say something that's utterly stupid, you get to yell at the radio, and that relieves stress. So in a way, I'm kind of like a therapist, but I don't get paid for it. You know, I don't charge you for it. So that's also, again, another benefit to you. Pro Day coming up for OU. And what Pro Day really is about is optics. The people who benefit the most from Pro Day are Lincoln Riley, the other OU coaches, and the program as a whole. Because Kyler Murray, there's nothing Kyler Murray can do at Pro Day that will hurt or harm his draft status. He's either going number one to the Arizona Cardinals, and if he doesn't go number one to the Arizona Cardinals because they're going to take Nick Bosa, then the furthest I would think he would fall would be to the Washington Redskins or possibly the Oakland Raiders. And he may be gone before that. If the Cardinals don't take him, there's a good chance the Giants will. No matter what we're hearing about the Giants liking Dwayne Haskins, Kyler Murray's going to be there for them to get, and he just would... I would have to think that he would be way too much for them to pass up. And I don't know who he can throw to or how far he can throw or be measured or any of that again to really change anyone's mind. If you're determined you want Kyler Murray now, there's nothing at Pro Day that's going to change it. Same with Marquise Brown. I would also think that, you know, maybe guys like Drew Samia, Orlando Brown could kind of benefit. Really, to me, it's the guys like Carson Meyer and the guys like Miles Teese. And Carson Meyer, my dumbass thought he was still playing at OU. Why? Because he only really contributed 1 year. But no, I fully take blame for that. I could have looked and seen our senior and known that. But those are the guys that really benefit from it. The guys that weren't invited to the combine, the guys that get an opportunity to now impress that people may not have had on their draft board, those are the only ones, in my opinion, who really benefit from this. Because if you've already gone to the combine, your pro day is not going to change my mind. I'm going to take more into account what you did at the combine. And the reason I'm going to take that into account if I'm an NFL coach or a scout is you're doing that in unfamiliar territory. You are doing that with, if you're a quarterback, you're throwing to receivers that you've never thrown to before. If you're a receiver, you're catching from a quarterback generally that you haven't caught from before, or you're catching from somebody that hasn't thrown you passes. If you're a lineman, it's that whole situation of being put someplace unfamiliar and being asked to perform, which is what you are asked to do most weeks in the NFL. Now, granted, you're going to get 8 home games and you're going to be familiar with that particular stadium, but there are other 8 ones that you're going to have to go to on the road. You're going to have to come in as a rookie and make friends and acquaintances with brand new coaches, brand new teammates, etc. And I feel like in that situation at the combine, through that and through the interview, I got a better read on you than in familiar surroundings around pro day. Doesn't mean that I won't take it into consideration, but the combine to me would hold way more weight if I was a coach than what a pro day would on your campus. So for OU, you're televising this on the Sooner Sports Network, or you're televising it on Fox Sports Oklahoma. You've got all 32 NFL teams showing up. You've got 100 members of the media credentialed, 100, which is a perfect number. By the way, I'm not one of them. One, timing-wise, is really the main reason I can't go down there, but we will cover it for you on Sooner Maven, and we'll talk about it here on Locked On Sooners. But 100, it's just a good-sounding number. Not 102, not 101. It's up from last year, just 100 that pops, that catches eyes. All 32 NFL teams. And whether they're all there to see Kyler Murray, and there are going to be a lot of them that know that they're not taking him, or whether they're all there to see Marquise Brown, it doesn't matter. You've got all 32 teams there and 100 people who want to cover this pro day. Yeah, this all becomes about showing this to recruits and keeping recruits very interested in your program, because there's no other school in America that's going to be able to say on that particular day they were able to get as much coverage as OU was. You just can't do it. No one's going to have a bigger pro day. And in your Lincoln Riley, you're going to be texting, you're going to be calling, you're going to be, you've probably already sent enough texts and emails to say, hey, look, you've probably thrown all this information out there to recruits, out there to their parents, but that's where the real advantage of this is. And as much as you want to get guys to the NFL, your job is to win and to keep getting recruits there. Now, part of that is putting people in the NFL, but this is visual confirmation of everything you needed to know about OU if you're thinking about coming here. That's what it is. And in a way, it's just genius of OU. I give OU a lot of credit for being genius and putting this on television, but I also have to give credit. I mean, if we're giving credit where credit is due, one, the NFL Network starting to televise the Combine, which for years was pretty much shut off to the media. I remember NFL Films doing one of their 30-minute vignettes on it. And for a long time, it was cut off. Like, people did not know what was going on at the Combine. It was just you were going based on reports, based on what you were being told by coaches and other people who were there, and you weren't part of it. Well, now, because the appetite for football has grown so big, and particularly the NFL, you can televise the Combine. And it doesn't hurt that the NFL Network is looking for content. I mean, that's big-time content you can have if you're the NFL Network. And for OU, it's content as well. It's just that for the NFL Network, it's content, and they know they're going to get people's eyes on it, and you can sell some advertising, and that's the long and short of it on the NFL Network. For OU, it is just another recruiting vehicle, and if you can't watch it on TV, it's going to be streamed online. So there's no excuse for you as a recruit not to watch it. This is the Locked On Sooners podcast. I am Eric G. Coming up next here on Locked On Sooners, we'll talk Charlie Casserly and Kyler Murray and a big conflict of interest. And is that the reason Casserly is reversing his course on Kyler Murray? It's all right here on Locked On Sooners.
You are Locked On Sooners, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
This is the Locked On Sooners podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Make sure you listen in your car. All you have to do is tell Siri to play the Locked On Sooners podcast, and Siri will in fact do that because that's what Siri does. So just say, hey Siri, play Locked On Sooners or any of the other podcasts that we have here in the Locked On Podcast Network. An angle on Charlie Casserly I hadn't talked about, it's because I didn't want to believe this, is that Charlie Casserly is unethical. I have not gone down that road because I always think, right or wrong, I always try and think the best of people. Okay, sometimes I completely fail at that. But with Charlie Casserly, he owns a company that prepares people for the NFL Combine interviews. Kyler Murray did not want to use his services. So there is thought that the reason you heard Charlie Casserly be so critical of Kyler Murray is because Kyler Murray turned his services down and he wanted to go out and drum up more business and say to everyone who's coming into the combine, look, if you want to pass your interview, if you don't want to end up like your Kyler Murray, then you need to come with me. I'll prepare you for everything. All these NFL GMs are going to ask. He didn't do it. Look what happened to him. He went falling down the draft board. Well, one, I would like to think that Charlie Casserly is not that unethical. That you really would not screw over or jeopardize a player's career just because he decided not to use your service. That's beyond a level of petty that even I can't understand, and I can be a very petty individual. I will tell you now that there are people I haven't spoken to in quite some time that I'll probably never speak to again that I think that they've did me wrong. And it's not one of my better traits. It's not something that I'm bragging on. I'm not telling you that so I can, you know, make myself seem better or any worse than what I am. It's truth. We all can be petty every once in a while, but I know and I understand pettiness. But now you're talking about somebody's livelihood. You're talking about their career, something that they've worked very hard to achieve. And millions of dollars are on the line here. And what you say as someone who's an ex-NFL GM, regardless of how successful or unsuccessful you were as a GM, certainly could weigh on somebody's mind about whether or not they're picking Kyler Murray or not. All right? And if you're just trying to get someone to use your services, this is the wrong way to go about it. In fact, it would probably backfire on you or should backfire on you if that's the road you tried to take. If I was a prospective NFL player, after what Charlie Casserly just said about Kyler Murray, there's no way in hell I'm using his services. And as an agent or a father to a future NFL player, no, you're not doing it. And if you're the NFL Network and you even remotely think that that is what's going on here, then you can't use Charlie Casserly anymore because he's unethical and his credibility is shot to hell. And I know a thing or two about shooting your credibility to hell too, but that's even on a grander scope than I've accomplished in my life because it simply just comes out of you having a conflict of interest. And what you have to do if you're the NFL now is if, really, honestly, and I'm going to blame the NFL Network, and I should have done this right at the beginning. The NFL Network deserves blame for this. Because if they knew Charlie Casserly had this business, and I got to think that they did, you know, that they've done their due diligence on the people that they're hiring and allowing to talk on their network, then they should never have allowed him to be part of draft coverage. Should have never happened. But they did. Still, ultimately, I think the only thing that, came of it from a Kyler Murray standpoint was got a little bad press for about 48 hours. Then all of a sudden, you saw not just Lincoln Riley and a lot of other people come to his defense, but a guy like Bill Belichick came to his defense. And once you get that kind of credibility, and it always helps more when it's somebody outside the program because, wow, Lincoln Riley's going to say something good about you. Well, he should. He has to. Lincoln Riley has to defend you for lots of reasons. But when a guy like Bill Belichick comes to your defense and rips Casserly, then now that's a thumbs up that says, hey, somebody outside the organization that he plays for thinks he's a good guy or at least thinks that this is bad information. Maybe we should blow it off. But ultimately, you've seen Charlie Casserly in recent days talk about vision, talk about Kyler Murray being able to throw the ball, saying that the interview wasn't the end-all be-all, that you know he still could be a good quarterback. Yeah, too little, too late. And again, I want to think the best of this guy, that it wasn't just some unethical situation where he did it so he could benefit from it financially, but it certainly does look extremely suspicious. This is the Locked On Sooners podcast. I'm Eric G. Coming up next, the benefits for you, or is it you, at OU games with the new Wi-Fi and everything else going in. We'll talk about that here on the Locked On Sooners podcast.
You are Locked On Sooners, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
This is the Locked On Sooners podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name's Eric G. Thank you very much for listening, especially if you're listening in your car today. Just ask your smart device to play the Locked On Sooners podcast. It will, as well as any of the other podcasts, any of the other great podcasts we have on the Locked On Podcast Network. And I know we're about to do Major League Baseball. We're doing some really cool stuff with that as well. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every single day. OU has decided to make some amenity changes to your experience at the Palace on the Prairie, and one of those is more access to Wi-Fi. Something called Wi-Fi 6. They're working with AT&T, and there's going to be 750 access points added to the already 245 Wi-Fi access points they have right now. Essentially, it gets congested, it gets slow. You're not getting information via Twitter or anything else that you want on players, especially guys that get hurt. So now you're in a day and age where we're so used to on-demand information. This is going to give you the opportunity to get that information on demand that maybe you would not have had access to before. And as much as it might be for your experience, who this really is for, if you want to get down to the nut of it, is the students. Look at the student section sometime and see how late, one, the student section has been late arriving for quite some time. Two, we see them file out during games, which I'm not going to say that didn't happen while I was at OU, but not with the frequency that it happens now. And there are some games the students don't even show up, and it's regular fans taking those seats. And what you want, look, to continually build a fan base, you got to have your students. It's very important to have them. Make sure that they not only love the university, but fall in love with the programs, take some ownership, take some pride. They're going to the games. If they've never been to games, especially if they're from out of state, but if they start going to the games when they're freshmen and they're having a good time, then they will continue to grow and eventually they will become consumers. And you're hoping that they'll use those expensive degrees to get jobs that pay them a lot better than broadcasting. And then they will use that money to buy season tickets or get on waiting lists or whatever the case may be. And now you've got a very tech-savvy student body that constantly wants access to Wi-Fi. They are so used to having everything at their fingertips. They are so used to being able to communicate with their friends anytime they want, any way they want. When they're not allowed to do that, then they're not going to be as plugged in. So as much as Joe Castiglione is marketing to you and I, he's more marketing to them. And I will say the difference probably between you and I is I can go to a game and not look at my smartphone. In fact, when I'm sitting up in the press box, and then the moments that I am, it drives me nuts to try and watch a game and tweet and do all that. And then not that I'm not complaining, but it's just like, oh my gosh, you know, there's that. For me, it's stress and anxiety of what am I putting out there? What are you getting out of it? Because I want you, if you're following me, to feel like you're getting something out of my tweets. And I'll be the first to say that a lot of times I'll tweet crap and I'm like, man, that's just garbage. What is anybody getting from that? It's a stupid GIF or whatever. And you're just trying to stay engaged. But I grew up not, you know, going to games and not having that access. And you just found out what happened later, or either on the radio or when you were watching the TV wrap-up shows. And I can still live with that way. As a matter of fact, the last game I went to and sat in the stands was LSU-Miami earlier this year. And I think I looked at my smartphone a couple of times to check on a couple of scores, but I wasn't following along on Twitter, listening or trying to read what people had to say about the LSU-Miami game. I just wanted to be there, enjoy the game, relax, drink beer, have the social experience that it was. And as much as I love football, I always thought that the greatest thing about college football was that social experience that you got, the interaction you had with other fans, going back to campus, catching up with other alumni or fraternity brothers or other people that you were in the same dorm with. That's what college football was to me. It's since changed, and I make a living off talking about all the things that have changed about college football. But because you've got so much now that you can have access to information-wise, certainly it's made my business more competitive, and certainly it's put OU and a lot of other schools in a situation where you're going to have to spend money in order to improve people's experiences. And hey, OU's doing a great job of that. Not just Wi-Fi, adding beer to the basketball games, think they're adding it to football games this year, improved food. I mean, hey, you're not, and think about this, you're not only competing with what kids are today and how they interact with each other, but you're also competing with homes, with home theater systems and people saying, yeah, I don't want to pay for parking. I don't want to go down. I don't want to fight the traffic. And I can spend less at my home and get maybe even a more enjoyable experience than I can at these games. So you constantly have to keep updating if you want to make sure people are going to buy into your product. This is the Locked On Sooners podcast. I am Eric G. We'll be back tomorrow to talk more about other guys who can benefit from Pro Day, what scouts are looking for, etc. And we'll even get into the Big 12 basketball tournament as we're one day closer to OU playing West Virginia. It's all right here on the Locked On Sooners podcast. And until tomorrow, may God bless you and your family. Everybody love everybody. Peace, love, and Boomer Sooner.
You are Locked On Sooners, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or tell Alexa or Google to play podcast Locked On. Don't worry, I won't finish. You get the idea.